Wow, fantastic stories. I'm interested in, is there a, you know, an anatomy or a structure of what it's like to get these moments where we're humiliated, where we're kicked in the butt?
Yeah, I talk about the anatomy of a butt kick, and the first place is comfortable oblivion. The more oblivious we are, the more startling it is when we get that kick in the tail. And a lot of us start from that place of we think that we're good, or we don't know that we have shortcomings. So we start from comfortable oblivion. And then we get this startling kick, and typically in the form of some sort of a reverberation based on our own leadership behaviors. Sometimes that kick could be, and it can really take so many forms. You could have gotten really crappy feedback in your performance review. You might have gotten a demotion. You might have had two people quit underneath you in the last 3 months, and they both, in their exit interviews, cite you as the reason that they're leaving to the HR person. It can take any, you know, sort of, or maybe somebody gets promoted over you, and you were expecting to get that next job. So you have a startling kick. That's sort of the second part of a anatomy of a butt kick. And then the third place comes, it's sort of a choice. Do you entrench and defend, or do you become open and willing? And so now you have a decision. What am I going to do with this feedback that has startled me so much? This is what I call, you know, a kick in the ass. And if you entrench and defend, you double down on your conviction that you're right and the situation or the people in that situation are wrong. And so the posture is one of you trying to change them and refusing to change yourself. And typically, if you take that approach, that then what happens to you is you'll have to repeat that lesson at some point again in the future. You'll get a kick of a higher magnitude in that same vein until you finally learn the lesson. So, what I say in the book is if you don't learn the lesson, you have to repeat the class. On the other hand, if you become open and willing to engage with the feedback and consider your contribution to the reverberation, to the butt kick, then learning can take place and the transformation can take place in your leadership, which would be the fourth stage. Either you get, you know, become more closed as a leader, or you become more open and you make a transformation in your own leadership. So that's the anatomy of how it typically works out.